This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh yeah! You know who it is! The middle-aged in charge. How'd I do?
That's a good bit.
Granddaddy here on the fan.
That's a good bit.
No GP, much-deserved vacay. Linnell is sitting in. I'm 45, dude. I'm not the ist of anything.
Yes.
I'm the most tired, maybe, or the sorest, but the junkies get up earlier than me.
That was...
Just a dude.
I was not expecting that.
I try to keep people on their toes.
Hello, Danny. How are you, my
buddy? Hey, Bob. How was Memorial Day weekend? How was it?
It was good, except for Metal Chris all weekend. Kept reminding me not to tell people it was Veterans Day weekend. Chris, I am aware.
But he put that evil in your head,
but
and
he
then
did.
You kept saying it.
Yeah. He did.
Before we get into the show, I actually wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
Memorial Day, it is such a solemn, beautiful, moving, incredible day for a lot of folks. And it is a day that we take, you know, we have your barbecues. We spent, you know, hours at the pool yesterday. Yep. Our little local community pool.
With a little cold out for the pool.
Well, too cold for me, but not for my 7-year-old who's
right.
A wild man. He's playing, you know, they call it Nukem. It's like volleyball, but okay. Not. I mean, I don't even know how the game's played. But we're having this unbelievable day, and, you know, I always try to remind myself why we have it. So, you know, a simple thank you doesn't even begin to cover the sacrifice that so many have laid down so we can enjoy days like yesterday and the most wonderful, freest society that anyone's ever invented. So
yes.
Thank you to families, to service members, and to those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. We honor you. So, again, that's
for
trivial
sure.
And trite, my little effort to
for
try
sure.
To do so, but it's obviously bigger than us. So we got a good radio show planned for you guys today. We'll get into the Nationals. And Ken Rosenthal, there might be blood on that pen. He wrote a... scathing review of your Nats. We'll go through it a little bit. It's a slow sports time. We have some thoughts on that. Washington Post, our friend Nikki Jabala and company, wrote an article about the massive spike in popularity. Anecdotally, you can feel it, but they've got some numbers to that. We will get to that. Random sports thing that you get into. Every year, I find myself falling in love with a sport event that most of the time I wouldn't be able to pay attention to or name anyone in, but I fall in love with it every year. We'll talk about that. And, you know, a couple different angles on that Post article that we've got for you. So we'll start with the weekend that was.
Yeah.
Conference finals updates here. Big one for OKC last night to take a major step forward. It never felt like Minnesota was out of it.
Right.
But it always felt like Oklahoma City had that counterpunch. Whenever that run happened, it was an SGA tough bucket or Jalen Williams. And by the way, that dude probably has a tough time walking around with those huevos.
I was about to say.
Every big shot that you could muster. That OKC team, even though they're young, it feels like it's their time.
Yeah, ever since you mentioned Jalen Williams, I want to talk about him a little bit. Ever since game six versus Denver, where he was terrible, game seven, he was awesome and helped him advance. He's been lights out to start this series. But I was telling you before the show, there's one thing that stood out about last night to me. And you're older than I am, obviously, as you let the people know at the top of the show.
I'm almost 2X you, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? My shirt size was once 2X. I'm dropping weight, Danny.
Good for you.
Anthony Edwards. Stars in the NBA, I feel like, especially in the postseason, this is the time for you to either have your legacy be written in a positive way or in a negative way if you do not show up. And I think if you were to ask the common fan heading into this series, well, who's the better player? I'm talking about like a basketball casual.
Sure, sure, sure.
Who's the better player between Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Despite SGA being the MVP, because most people don't know that, because most people don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. They go, oh, Anthony Edwards, the guy that everybody talks about. And last night, he had an opportunity to push this series and keep them relevant, and he wilted. In a situation where you lost by two, Danny, Anthony Edwards had 13 shot attempts last night. I feel like he was trying to be somebody he's not. I've had a battle with him throughout these playoffs. He's had these moments where someone's gotten in his ear, some veteran, and said, Ant, you got to get your teammates involved first. You got to pass the ball. He's now overpassing, over dribbling. He played bad last night. If you're just a box score watcher, you'll see 5 turnovers, 6 assists. That'll make you vomit. But if you watch, like, for them to lose by 2 in Nikhil Alexander Walker's getting the same, more shot attempts than you off the bench, Jaden McDaniels getting more shots than you in the starting lineup, like, you're the alpha. You're the guy. This is your time to go be that guy. And you weren't. He was extremely passive. And it's the reason why they lost by 2.
So this is an interesting dichotomy. So there's a lot. I think I agree with a lot of what you said.
Yeah.
SGA had 30 shot attempts. Some of those probably weren't great shots.
Right.
But the point is, if we're going down, the MVP's got the exactly. basketball in his hands, right? Exactly. Things are going to happen. So I think some of this, it's people always want to say it's one or the other. Yeah. That's what the shoddy shows have given us. So Stephen A. Smith at every opportunity last night during halftime or otherwise, this is disgraceful, this is absurd, this is that. At no time is there any deference paid. Now, again, you're right, he needs to do more, talking about Edwards.
Yes.
There's no deference paid, though, to Oklahoma City's brilliant defensive execution.
Very true.
You've got 4 wild animals that smell blood in the water. Yeah. D'ing him up, shifting everything towards him,
yeah.
multiple layers for him to go through, basically saying, not you.
Yeah.
Now, this used to drive me crazy when in this town we would talk about people go, well, Chase Young is being double teamed. They're trying to stop him. You know, they don't do that for Myles Garrett.
No.
Or TJ Watt.
Never.
Or the guys that produce at any point in time. That's not to have Chase Young catch trapped. It's the point I'm making. I understand the defense is looking at you. They've been looking at LeBron, too, at various
points.
For
years, yeah.
They probably noticed Luka or back in my day, MJ or Larry Bird or anybody else. Defenses, they're stymied and hampered by the rules that are there to encourage offense. All right, so when everybody's 30 feet from the basket, good luck trying to check people. So they're, and you know, you're gonna play certain kind of zones, things like that. He needed to do more.
Yeah, the bigger point is he's got to evolve as a player, point blank.
So there's also the element of, it's not like they couldn't score last night.
They were
dropping buckets at will. DiVincenzo, that was as good as I've ever seen him. He was automatic from that corner. I think he had 77 threes, numbers approximate, from that one spot. And you're getting easy buckets for McDaniels. You're getting easy buckets for Gobert because it's tough to rotate. The point, Oklahoma City's point was, we don't care how many times we get jabbed in the nose.
Yeah.
We are not going to let the Anthony Edwards haymaker take us out.
Yeah.
And there still has to be a point of, I'm taking you out.
Yeah.
I'm the alpha.
And it's disappointing because, like, think about last year when everyone kind of championed him like the next great thing. Michael Jordan comparisons were coming out. Danny, because of like he's boisterous, he's got flamboyance, it's all of that. But last night, and in this series in particular, like he's been thoroughly outplayed by the guy who we should be calling the best player in the world, and that is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And every time we have these best player in the world conversations, because it feels like it shifts every year, there's a part of me that like does woke basketball radio here and goes, well, does the NBA like that? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Giannis and Nikola Jokic, like those are your MVP finalists. They're all international guys. They're begging for an American star to come to the forefront and be the man. Like everyone thinks Jason Tatum can't do it because like there's this like stigma around him and being soft and he's not, He doesn't have the fancy shoe deals. He doesn't have the commercials. It just feels like, to me, Anthony Edwards dropped the ball last night. That was a big opportunity for him to show the world again, like, hey.
I agree with that. It's not over, though, and that's kind of my point. The story here isn't written, but that was a chapter.
Yes.
I think
it was an ugly chapter.
And OKC, again, I think they're the best team in the league. Yeah. That's my wild sports take today.
Yeah.
I hope everyone's okay. That was a little inflammatory. No, I think they're on the way to the finals. Minnesota deserves a lot of credit for getting here. They were kind of an afterthought a couple straight years. That's a big deal. What's next for them? I think that's tough to say. The other series, this is a fascinating one. And again, we'll talk about the Nets here in a moment. This is fascinating to me, where we're acting like the Knicks had to make these like massive adjustments and like these huge changes. They had huge leads in I think in game one. I think they had the better run of play for most of it in game two even. And these are close, nail-biting games, and we're acting like we've got to panic and change everything. Despite all that, they went on the road to potentially extend that series. This is going deep, I think. It's a nice old-fashioned Greco-Roman wrestling match.
It feels like it. What stood out the most from, what was it, Sunday night when they battled?
They all run together. Sunday, I think,
The last game that the Knicks won, Karl-Anthony Towns went bonkers in the fourth. And then, like, when you think about all of the discourse online surrounding him, I think when Cat was in the floor for games one and two, they were outscored by 29 points. Mm-hmm. So, like, he has not been effective at all.
And that's with him scoring great in game one.
Exactly.
Right?
Played well. His mentality shifted in the fourth quarter. And I think that was – you mentioned this thing's going to go deep. I don't even think it's just specific to this series. It feels like there's been blowout, close game. Mm-hmm. Blowout, close game. Blowout, close game. We're going that way with this series as well. I say all that to say, like, the Pacers were – putting belt to ass of New York the other night. And it was Karl-Anthony Towns in the fourth quarter. It was a couple of ex-Wizards, Danny, Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright, giving them key minutes in the third. My big takeaway, too, is Tom Thibodeau, who I've been super critical of. He deserves a lot of credit for, like, in-game adjustments that he had the other night. But to your point, it does feel like a series is going to go long. I just feel like when it comes to the Knicks, they shouldn't be here. If you were to, when the Knicks made the trade for Karl-Anthony Towns before the start of training camp, if I would have told you that their path to the finals was going to be beating up on a young upstart Pistons team, then getting a half-man Celtics team, and then getting the Pacers in the conference finals, you would have said, sign me up for it. And it doesn't feel like, I say all that to say, it feels like they should have some massive advantage in this series, and it feels like they're kind of having an uphill climb, it feels like, to get out of this
thing. I think Carlisle's getting more of what he wants than Thibodeau.
He's a better coach.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah. But even beyond that, it always feels like it's always hard to quantify. If you're not a huge basketball fan, this may not make sense to you.
Yeah.
I'll try to put it in football terms. Years ago, there was a little anecdote, a little story, that when Kyle Shanahan was in charge of the offense here, they figured out a rule for the Patriots, right? Okay. And I'm blanking on the name. I think it was Vince Wilfork. Vince Wilfork comes off the field against certain formations.
Yeah.
So they alternated. They would have do a sub package. So sub package number one, he's on the field.
Right.
And then they would switch. They do the other sub package that he comes off the field. So he's just doing wind sprints between every play.
Getting gassed.
Yeah. He's dictating.
Yeah.
So Kyle Shanahan dictates the matchup that he wants. He's getting what he wants. He forces you to act a certain way. Now, it feels like when you're watching a basketball game, it feels like somehow Carlisle's got, okay, so when they switch, they do this. I know they're going to do that. It gives me Pascal Siakam in the post against a smaller player.
Yeah.
Or I'll get Halliburton switched on to, I don't know, Cat or somebody.
Yeah, right.
And it feels like they're getting what they want way more often than the Knicks are. And for the Knicks, it's Thibodeau sitting there with an angry look on his face going, Jalen.
Yeah.
1-on-5.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens.
I'm telling you, they treat him like 0-1 Allen Iverson. It's the craziest thing. Because you have Karl-Anthony Towns. It's not like you don't have another guy that can go get buckets. It's frustrating to watch. That's why I don't respect them would be like kind of like hyperbolic. But like I don't get how they've got here to this point. I don't feel like they're necessarily deserving of it. They had things break their way. And I think every champion in every sport can say that at some point during your run, things
always
had
happens,
to break
right?
your way. But I don't know.
Nats real quick, lost two out of three this weekend. Good games to a really good Giants team. Got outscored by two runs, but that's what happens, right? Yeah. When you come in second. So three tight ball games. Jake Irvin was sensational on Saturday. I believe it was 8 shutout in that one. I thought Soroka threw the ball pretty well yesterday, but you run into a good Giants club playing good baseball. That's how they're winning right now, talking about the Giants. that's a good experience for the Nats. Still, overall, pretty pleased with what is it now? Is it 7 out of 10 that they've won?
Playing so well.
So the reason I bring that up, that in general, they're playing better baseball than they were at the start. If you look at that 1-6 start where they were getting smashed by everybody, they're basically 500 since then. And the backdrop, and we'll talk about this later as we go, Ken Rosenthal wrote a scathing piece about kind of the state of the union here at this Nationals organization. And the typical responses would ensue when he tweets out the article. People that don't read the article go, their heart, I think I'll read the headline of it. Nationals remain among NBA, I'm sure. They're one of the worst teams in the NBA. Nationals remain among MLB's bottom feeders despite lengthy rebuild. Yeah. So people see the title and they go, they're a game and a half back of the Braves. They're not bottom feeders. But again, it's very clearly explained in the article.
Right.
Over the since they won the World Series, they have the third most losses in baseball behind the Rockies, who are a disaster and have been, and one behind the Pirates. The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, that team.
Who are known for being the thing that the Nationals and our fans are terrified that they're going to become, which is the never spending.
Yeah.
We're going to spend one to make $1.50, and that's it. Period, end of story. It's pretty damning, so we're going to talk about that later on. But speaking of news articles that we need to chat about, my friend, in the Washington Post, our pal Nikki Javala and Emily Guskin and Scott Clement put this together. Just here from the first part. In the 22 months since Josh Harris purchased the Washington Commanders, the team has transformed from a stain on the NFL into one of its hottest franchises, with a Rookie of the Year quarterback, an NFC Championship game appearance, and a future entrenched in primetime. AKA, they're the it team right now.
Yes.
They're the new kid on the block. They're fun. Yep. We'll look for the league will look for the next one. We'll still be here having a great time. But this is what always happens. Last year it was Houston. Was the darling. Mm-hmm. We want more C.J. Stroud. We want more of this program. We love DeMeco Ryans. Rightfully so, took a previously a joke, a moorbound franchise, and gave them some relevance, gave them some excitement. It's Washington's kind of turn now as the hot team. But here's what's interesting. According to a Washington Post Char School poll, 61% of D.C. area sports fans are fans of the Commanders, up from 45% from area fans a year ago. Among all D.C. residents, 53% they are Commanders fans, while 45% do not root for the team. In 2023, 31% of D.C. area residents said they were Commanders fans, or that the Commanders were their favorite local team. So I know I threw a lot of numbers there. It's basically, over 2 years, it's basically doubled.
Yeah.
The amount of interest and the amount of the folks that say, yeah, they're my one-seater. Yes, I care. So you add into that, and then there's more here about the name itself, which we'll get into. And I still hate it. Every time I say it, I get mad. I hate it even reading that little paragraph where it's named a couple of times. It has not grown on me. In fact, I hate it more than I did when on 2222. But that's beside the point. The team fandom element of this, among local residents, it went from 45% last year at this time to 61% year over year. 2 years before, 31%. To 61%, a.k.a. two times. Twice as many people in this poll, as scientific as you can get, we can't ask everybody, said, we're fans. They weren't 2 years ago. Remarkable to think about that growth.
Real quick for you, I want you to clarify this for me, because I'm working to pull the article up in front of me. This was taken before the season or after the season, the poll?
So this is April 2024 was last year, and then May in 2025.
Okay.
So gathered around the same time year over year.
So you shouldn't be surprised at that, right? Like, this is what happens when you punch your ticket to the conference championship. This is what happens when, you know, you're in the honeymoon phase with your head coach and GM and they're doing everything right. They pick the quarterback that seems like he's going to be the guy to take you out of the abyss. I'm not surprised by it that much in terms of, like, the fan growth, you know, happening. I just wonder, like, and it's going to be a negative Nancy approach. Like, is it sustainable?
This is the question.
Is it sustainable? Are we just a fan base that is fair weather, as I feel like we are in a lot of the other sports, but football, maybe it's different because we've wore it and a lot of people have stuck around. But I wonder, is it sustainable? Because I feel like as long as the quarterback's here, as long as you're relevant, people are going to care. But next year, for example, if it dips to with a much more difficult schedule and not playing a bunch of backup quarterbacks down the stretch, let's just say you finish 8-9 and you don't make the postseason, but Jaden looks better. Is there a point where the fan base becomes apathetic if you're not chasing the high all the time? Because I'll be real, right? For me, seeing them in the conference championship for the first time, you know what my expectations are for this year? Let's go to the Super Bowl. Let's go.
I'm now going to be
thirsty for that year in, year out. And I wonder, like, will some fans fall off if you don't meet those expectations? Because we've set the bar, it feels like, for Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels. The bar has been set sky high. What do they have to do to sustain it?
I think it's a very fair question. What happens? God forbid. I mean, I'm not predicting this.
Yeah.
But what happens if this year's not good? I don't mean like, oh, they take a step back and win 10 games. I mean, it's not good. Let's say they're 7-10 somehow this year.
Injuries pile up.
And, whatever it is, right? Which is, again, not the craziest thing that's ever happened. Teams go from good to bad, everything in between. 3 years ago, Minnesota, I think, won what? 14 or 15 games? Mm-hmm. Then they won 7, and then last year they won 14. Stuff happens. Right. Progress isn't linear. How much of this goes away? I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. I think some of it has a foothold now. I think some of it stays. And you already mentioned the diehards. They haven't gone anywhere. So we're not sort of talking about them. It's that it's the new 30% over 2 years.
Right,
it's the new 2X. Who's in that new category? Yeah. So here's what I want to do. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. I'm guessing if you're listening to this program, you're probably a fan. Now, there's some folks that, you know, are from elsewhere that, you know, just like their sports talk and don't really care that badly. I'm just talking about if you're a fan of the team. I'm not accusing you of not being a fan. That always happens when we talk about lack of interest. And people take that very personally. I'm not talking about you specifically listening to the show. But you can feel it and you know. You know the difference. You know the energy is there. You know it's real. You know that people are in the give a crap category now, right? One of the things we see, and I'm going a little tangent here, but I'll come back. You don't see this a lot in the NFL among fans. You do see it with some of the other sports. So D.C. is always going to be a transient city. Major cities are. But D.C. especially, because the whole city population basically changes every 2 years.
Right.
With the nature of Congress and the timing and administrations change. And that's, you know, every 4 years it's a clean out. Or it's not. I mean, it all depends. But there's always going to be a new group of people. People adopt the Capitals. They'll adopt the Nationals. Right. You don't adopt a football
it's
team.
It's very,
usually,
very true. I agree.
So this is among kind of our constituency. This is among fathers and moms and sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters. All that stuff. It's kind of the people that are here. That's sort of who tends to be in or out, depending on what's happening. Two-part question. 800-636-1067. Have you felt it? Have you felt an increased energy and belief and happiness, and positive things when associated with the team? Again, I'll use a quick analogy. If I had said for the entirety of my now 11-year-old son's life, do you want to watch the Washington football game with me? The answer was no. This past year, the answer was yes once. That's it.
Right.
There it is.
That's the data point.
That's the data point, right? Do you feel those kinds of things? And second, how sustainable is it?
Yeah.
Like we're talking about, what if something bad happens? Again, I'm not doing a doomsday thing.
I worry about
thing.
This with the stadium, Danny.
Well, of course, all of it. If something unforeseen happens, God forbid, hopefully it's nothing serious, but like, you know, Jaden Daniels has to miss 2 months because he sprains his ankle, and they're 7-10, how sustainable is the growth that we've seen? It's 2X from 2 years ago. 800-636-1067. Are you feeling the growth, and how sustainable is the growth? It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Coming up in about 12 minutes, Ted Leonsis gave an interview to Front Office Sports, and there was some interesting audio. We will play that for you in a few moments. And at 3, every year I find myself really getting into something that's a bit off the beaten path, and I get excited about it. I get to kind of go all in, and I'm wondering, what's that random sport or that random thing that you wouldn't expect that you get excited about each and every year? Welcome back to the program. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. No GP, but yes, Linnell is with us. Couple good bits from this Washington Post article we've been discussing from Nikki Javala, Emily Guskin, and Scott Clement. The big data point we're talking about right now this minute, though, is in 2023, 31% of D.C. area residents, not just people that live in, you know, Northwest, Northeast, Southeast, etc., but D.C. area residents said that they were fans of the local football team or that the local football team was their favorite team. Now it's 61%, and the number's climbing. Yeah. That's basically, within margin of error, twice as many people in 2 years. So the 31% from before, you guys never changed. You're here. Hopefully you're listening to us, you're reading every article, you're watching every game, you're on whatever blog, you're consuming the content, Linnell.
Yeah.
That's what they're all about, and God bless you, we need you. Seriously, that's the whole point, right? We need passion. That's what this industry thrives on, is people giving a damn, good or bad. But the idea that you now have twice as much local support, and that's, you could see the evidence, whether it's fans at the stadium, jersey sales, you know, just the gear that you see casually. I mean, there are millions and one of anecdotal stories. I can just tell you this one real quick. In my son's flag football league, there are three teams with the local football team name. There are three Commanders.
That's crazy.
Right? There is a soccer team. My buddy Bill coaches it. They all wanted to be the Commanders. Had nothing to do with soccer.
Yes.
But they're all excited about it, right? So anecdotally, you know it's there. My question for you is, God forbid, what if there's a bad season? We had this huge gain. It was so much fun. What if it doesn't go well this year? How sustainable is this growth?
I think what we call this, right, is like recency bias. Everyone, we're the new thing that everyone loves, as you continue to mention. And I think I go back to my like childhood growing up rooting for the team. Like, they were never good for most of my childhood, and I stuck with it. There will be that percentage of fans, like you mentioned.
Yeah, the hardcores don't change.
Don't go anywhere.
And God bless them.
But I don't know if it is sustainable, because I'm looking at history here. 2012. Robert Griffin III comes and sweeps the nation. By the end of his tenure, and obviously it was tumultuous, a lot of bad things happened in between. I remember that when I think of Robert's tenure, I think of that Kansas City game. Late December game, and nobody was there, and the fan base had grown apathetic. I think to act like you're above that as a brand would be malpractice to me. I think it goes deeper than football, though, Danny. Like, there are certain teams where maybe they're not good, or maybe they're not in the NFC Championship every year, but, you know, they market really well. I think the name ties back into this as well. Like, if your brand is good, I think people will care. But around here, like I said in the opening segment, we are a fair-weather homer fan base. It's about wins and losses. If you're not winning, we don't really care about you. I cracked into the business while Ron Rivera was in-house here. And there were moments doing overtime late at night toward the end of the season where no one cares because they're bad. I think if you're bad, again, people are going to not care. I don't think that the team is above that, is how I would put it. I think they got to keep winning to stay
relevant.
That's
the phrase.
Yeah.
I don't think they're above that.
Yeah, yet. They're not.
And no one, and that's because no one's done anything wrong. This is not an indictment of this current ownership or Adam Peters or Dan Quinn or anybody. I don't think they're above a slump yet.
Yeah.
Whereas my childhood, because again, I'm much older than you, they were allowed to have a bad season. In fact, they had a bad decade. The 90s sucked. 91 was one of the best teams I've ever seen.
Yeah.
At worst, third, yeah. Right? Whether you put them in with one of those great 49ers teams, one of those great Cowboys teams, which, again, is sickening to say, but they were amazing. But we kind of were like, it'll be back.
Yeah.
And 92 was okay. Then 93 was worse. And so it was 94, 95, 90. They were all bad years. But it was still, everybody cared.
Right.
You're still going 80-some, 90-some, 100,000 people going to that stupid stadium.
Because this is what we do. We
right?
built this. Yeah.
Like, we're all in. You know what I mean? And over those years, the erosion happened so much and so badly. And enough indignities were suffered, enough embarrassment, enough things that finally drove enough folks away. I think the name change had a million things to do with it.
Yeah.
We know the whys. But they haven't earned back the indefinite loyalty.
But you don't get that after 1 year.
I don't know what else to call it, but that middle 30% that we're talking about.
Yes.
Because it went from 31 to 61. That middle 30. Or that new 30, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're bad for a couple seasons, if it'll happen. All I know is that you can control what you can control. You do the absolute best you possibly can.
Right.
You continue the outreach. You continue not to be involved in scandal. You make good, sound football decisions. You market well. You do the best you possibly can. And sometimes the results don't follow on the field.
Danny, you know what's driven me up a wall, though, about the people that go, well, I'm not rooting for the team because of the owner? I always call poppycock on that. I always have. There are so many bad, evil owners out there throughout professional sports. They win, though. If your team wins, you're going to care. If you're a fan out there saying that you weren't watching because of Dan Snyder, like, you're lying. You weren't watching because they weren't winning. Josh Harris seems like a stand-up, great individual. If they start losing, people are going to become apathetic. That's just the way it worked in this town, from my experience.
So I think in general what you're saying is probably true. I do think there are enough people, though, who are like, I just can't do it with that guy. I can't give him – I mean, I couldn't give him money. That was part of my thing. I was like, I'm not going to the game. I'm not buying gear. I stopped the thing that I loved because it benefited him. Some people don't care. That Grant's amazing at separating the owner. Owner
separates
from the team.
The church and state.
Yeah, he can do that. I am not that way. I am a, like, again, I'm watching every game, so I'm a hypocrite. But I'm participating and talking about them. But I'm also not on a crusade to like fix something or change something.
Right.
But I was like, I'm not going to buy a single piece of team gear as long as he owns the name. I'm not going to spend money on tickets as long as he owns it. I'm not going to spend on his dumb parking lots or concessions I'm not participating in this process as long as he owns it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people felt that way, but again, I kept watching. So maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just a stupid fat hypocrite who's 45 years old.
But you hear what I'm saying, though. I think
no, I do.
Even with the stadium conversation, the name conversation, it all to me, and maybe this is because I haven't gotten to experience the years of winning like mm-hmm. you know a lot of my contemporaries have, but like winning is all that matters to me. I remember I was quoted saying when they were about to change the name, they could be the Washington Daniel Snyders. I'd still support it if they won. You know, so I don't know. The winning has always been the most important thing.
Let me go to line one, Michael in D.C. How sustainable is this growth in the fan base, Michael?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, clearly this fan base isn't loyal. We just care about winning, and if we're not winning, we don't watch the TV. And apparently, you know, Terry McLaurin's an overrated receiver, and we just like to watch exciting things. But I couldn't be more from the truth. I appreciate you holding it down a little bit, Danny, but I can't do the contrarian bit. I understand that we had a good year, we have new ownership, but this fan base is loyal, and we have been loyal for 30 years, even before. I've never seen a Super Bowl, but it doesn't mean that I only turn the TV on when we're good. Listen, man, Linnell, you gotta like stop being the contrarian guy. Maybe so, take a break from it. You know what I'm saying?
Michael, appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks for making it. So I got you, buddy. This is what happens. Whenever there's a discussion of fandom, somebody takes it personally. Michael, I'm not addressing you, loyal fan, or neither was Linnell.
Right, and Danny, I'm a big boy. I can handle it. No, but there's I'm a part of that fan base. I'm a part of the fan base as well, Michael, so don't act like I'm not you. I am you. My perspective is different than others, obviously, because of age. There are younger people that can speak to this as well. But realistically speaking, when we're talking about the folks that watch all 16 games no matter what, I'm the guy that watched in Lake Forest Mall in Gaithersburg, Maryland in like 2011 of December, Rex Grossman throw a touchdown to Chris Cooley in week 17 on the road against the Jags because I was watching because I'm a diehard fan. Not every fan is a diehard. They're not. There are different levels of fandom.
Of course.
So there are some fans when they're not winning, they're not going to watch and they're not going to care. And that, I think...
And to deny that the fan base eroded over the last couple of decades is come on. We all know the truth. And again, but that's what happens is you, people hear the fan base or fans, and they think, me, I'm a fan, like I'm talking to you. I don't mean you, Linnell. But Michael, you didn't do anything wrong, dude. You kept watching. You're loyal.
Right. And you are loyal.
And you deserve your flowers for that. But the point is, the data is pretty clear.
Yes.
Right? Season tickets, that season ticket base dwindled to sub 10,000, according to some of the things that we've heard, which is unfathomable for a pro football franchise. It is literally the most in-demand thing that there is, and they couldn't get 10,000 people to give a crap enough and incentivize them enough to buy season tickets, right? You look at some of the attendance figures, you look at some of the popularity ratings, even among this poll 2 years ago, 31% were like, yeah, they're still my favorite team. That means 69% said no. That's different now. Right? There's been growth. And it's not to insult an individual person or their fandom. I don't do the you-know-what measuring about fandom. Yeah. It's yours. Do what you want, man. Like them, don't like them, I don't care. The point is, though, this growth has happened. And I think you can build on that. You have another great season. God willing, that'd be awesome. That would be really fun. You build a generation, which is what happened to me as a kid in the 80s. The years they didn't win it, they lost to the team that did. You know what I mean? It's like, this Giants team is great. This is their year. We'll be back. And then you win the Super Bowl next year.
You felt like you were consistently in the fight.
Yeah, you lost to those Bears. Yeah. You lost to the Niners. We'll be back. And you were. You went to four Super Bowls, won three of them. And we're always a threat. Always, 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 always good. You do a decade like that, you get the people that were at the time, my dad's age. Then you get the kids. Mm-hmm. And then you bought me or earned me for the next however the rest of my life. They were so awesome. And it was so joyous that I can't quit them. I rationally and realistically would have quit this team 50 times over if I could have. But I'd be faking it. I'd be pretending just because it was in my blood. So, again, no one's insulting your fandom. And you know what I mean? Like you in general out there. No one's insulting your fandom. The data points are pretty obvious and pretty clear. So that's what we're wondering is how sustainable is that? Good conversation about that. Speaking of conversations, Ted Leonsis had one with Front Office Sports. A couple little nuggets in there that I thought were interesting. We could dip them in barbecue sauce. I don't know if you're a honey mustard guy. My kids like honey on the chicken a little bit. I think that's for small children, but I've seen it done, especially if you got a little spice with it. Now the honey cuts that. So maybe it's a hot honey. I don't know your life, but just don't do ketchup with your chicken nuggets.
We are dipping nuggets in sauce when we come back.
Nuggets, sauce when we return.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC supply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
G&D on the fan, no GP, but yes, Linnell, he is in. Welcome back to the program. 3 o'clock today. I get into something every year. I can't give you a great explanation as to why I like it so much, but I do. I become like mildly obsessed. I get a rooting interest. I decide like which team I'm backing. I will tell you what that is at 3 o'clock. But right now, I wanted to pass this on. This happened, I think, last week at some point, Linnell, maybe a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Ted Leontis, when he speaks, it's always, you know, it's important to pay attention, whether yes, it's it good, bad. There's usually some news in there. But I thought this was really worth discussing. So it's a little bit of a longer clip. It's about 45 seconds, a few different delicious nuggets in there. Wanted to go through that. We'll pause it kind of as we go and react, Chris. But at your leisure, sir, go ahead and fire that bad boy.
Well, the Orioles I was interested in, too, and they were bought by a friend, David Rubenstein. He's got great backers, but that's a small market. Who knows what happens in 5 years, 10 years? Maybe that becomes a part of us. It was very in to go to Europe and look at soccer.
So pause right there. So what he's talking about is, you know, he's always been an advocate, as you know, of like the super city of where like D.C., Richmond and Virginia and Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's all like kind of one metropolitan market. It's not yet, but in his mind, maybe it could be, whether it's with some sort of rapid fancy pants transit or something where we could all sort of be part of the same little information superhighway. He's talking about maybe being on Monumental Sports, maybe having them under that umbrella. Is that something that we're interested in?
Yeah, sure. I don't.
Why'd your voice get up so high?
Because it's like, I know there's a group of people out there that feel like it would be the worst thing ever for everything to be under one umbrella. I am open to it. I see the positives of it. I see the negatives of it. But for the Orioles right now, like, what's their other option? For the Nets, like, what's their other option in terms of regional television?
Yeah, it's Masson, by the way.
Yeah.
Masson's trying to get their ducks in a row, clean up the house a little bit before it goes on sale.
You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like what Monumental has done, their game broadcasts are cool. I think where Masson may have them beat out, and this is kind of back in the day to current Monumental, is the programming that goes on daily during, like, right now, where there's not a game on. I think Monumental's kind of dropping the ball with their content there a little bit, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, well, at least they're trying.
Yes.
And it's not the programming that I would do, certainly, to your point, but I'm with you. The pregame, postgame stuff, I think, is pretty solid.
Yes.
Having lived in some other markets and seeing kind of what goes on, I'm with you. To me, what's missing is, and this isn't just Monumental, this is everywhere. This is Masson. We've hammered this a million times over. They don't really do a regular pre and post game. It's 15 minutes and sort of, you know, fairly well. Thank you. The magazine type shows, the shoulder programming, that's kind of what we call it in our little entertainment world here.
Yes.
The things that should be really neat, you know, kind of get to know you sort of stuff, I feel like it's a little bit too much. Like, this is what Nicholas Backstrom's dog does.
Yeah, like,
wait, you know, right, like this. You. This is, you know, I don't know. I'm picking furniture out with Tom Wilson. Nothing wrong with that per se, but it's sort of not exactly what I'm looking for. But I understand it's expensive to put on a network where, what is it? I don't know. Out of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you've got at most 12 hours that isn't a game broadcast.
Yeah,
that's expensive to be able to put nothing but original content on. So at least they're trying.
So the other thing that I feel like people have gripes with when it comes to like local regional coverage is it's biased, a lot of people feel like. And I know a lot of people were critical of, you know, during this year when the Wizards were tanking and last year when they've been tanking, like, you know, the commentary and Chris Miller and Drew Gooden do a tremendous job, but it sometimes felt like, you know, it was homerish. And I think as a sports fan, and I can only speak for me, Michael, I don't want to speak for all of us fans once again, but I feel like for me, like, I want that unbiased, give it to me raw commentary. I don't need you to try and sugarcoat why, and I'm using Bub as an example just because Bub's a great guy. I don't need you to try to sugarcoat to me why Bub is shooting 22% from the three-point line in the month of December. Like, give me the analysis. Don't make it like bias. That's the only problem that I have kind of with regional networks and things of that nature. And back in the day, Comcast SportsCenter, I thought, did a really good job of that. When the Redskins then were terrible, they would tell you, like, hey, like, except for...
But that wasn't in-house. That was a partnership.
Right. And so that's different. That's different.
So, yeah. And I'm with you on that to a large degree. I mean, so I think with the Capitals, they call balls and strikes.
Yes.
Better than totally. They do with the Wizards.
Yes.
And my frustration is... Instead of, because, well, there's a million things to be frustrated about, but the lean into what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it is really tough, I think, for a lot of fans to, and I don't blame any one person individually, but it's like on a given night, they lose by 40.
Yeah.
And it's a small highlight package. You're talking about the growth of Bilal Coulibaly, who finished with 8 on 3-for-12 shooting, and there's a couple nice moments that he has. I understand you can't just be like, yep, they got the doors blown off again, but we're rebuilding. I get you can't do that every night, but there's a happy medium there, I think, at various points. Whereas, and again, it's and there's no one person, but like celebrating a dunk like the Charlotte Hornets announcer when they're down by 36.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's
you
tough.
Know, like there's, so bias to me is okay. Like I grew up with Steve Buckhance and Phil Chenier.
For sure.
Steve experienced what we're all experiencing.
Yeah.
When you had a 12-point lead, and now it's down to 2, and the lead is 2. He's spitting it through his teeth because he can't freaking believe it.
Yeah.
How do you like that? I don't like
it's my
it all,
favorite
Steve.
Call, by the way.
Of course it is.
Him.
But like, and then, but when it's good, it's dagger. It's yeah. all, and it rises and falls. When it's always dagger to put you down 27,
yeah.
a lot of people will roll their eyes at that, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a thought. But Chris, here's the, give me the second part of this clip here. This is the other thought part that I hadn't heard. I didn't know this. I thought this was very interesting. Go ahead.
I didn't play the game. How many games am I going to go to? The team we were looking at was outside of London, but I would buy the Nationals or the Orioles or DC United and put them onto one platform, put them on one network, have one big data set, have one CFO,
great.
Have one HR department. That's what media and tech companies do. I could have bid on the Redskins when they were up and Dan Snyder beat me to it.
And pause there.
That's a bombshell.
Hello
if
there.
It ain't one.
I didn't.
Well, there's
okay.
that said nugget. Wow. So let me chew on this first, Danny. So this gets interesting because it makes me think immediately, how much differently would the 2000s have gone for the Redskins
this
if it was
question.
Ted Leonsis?
This is the question.
And as I sit here and I'm open, I'm honest and transparent about it, I know the scandals probably wouldn't have happened. For sure I know that because Ted's an upstanding citizen, a good dude. But as far as like the football product, not sure. Jury's still out. You would have to like, I would have to see it to assume that it would be good. Because when I look at the Caps and I look at the Wizards, for the Caps, like, you know, you got lucky and you drafted Alex Ovechkin. Obviously, that takes more than luck. You had to scout him. For the Wizards, like, it's been tough for the entirety of my, you know, 27 years of existence. So, I don't know. Jury's still out on, for me, in terms of him as a sports owner.
Yeah, so we are on, there's a song that's been recorded multiple times over by different artists. In the States, a very cheesy country band called Rascal Flatts recorded it. But the whole point is it's called Bless the Broken Road.
Okay.
It means we went through a bunch of stuff, but ultimately it landed with you.
Yeah.
Talking about like his spouse. But so that's the point of the song. We went through a broken road from Snyder buying this team mm-hmm. to now to this place, which is a really good place. We're talking about that the first, you know, half hour of the show. Plus, Jaden Daniels, Josh Harrison company. We're here now. Right? It's the Davey Martinez broken roads or bumpy roads into beautiful places.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have traded those years. I would have 1,000 times rather had Ted Leonsis and at least just no investigations.
Yeah.
At
right.
least no bingo callers. At least no
yes.
swinging gates or you know, the Monday Night Massacre. But we
telling
we,
coaches who to pick.
Yeah. But we signed out of the McNabb to an extension. All that embarrassment.
Yeah.
I would have avoided the embarrassment. I would have taken that. But
would
how
you
interesting
have,
is that? Yes.
Would you, this is the,
yes.
Ted's the same guy that gave Brad Beal a no trade clause.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's good.
But
I'm,
like there would have still been embarrassing moments, I feel like.
Well, but
it just would have been
different.
A scandal.
It's just regular
for
sports.
Sure.
It's regular sports disagreement.
Regular sports stuff.
I will take regular
yes.
having gone through what we've gone through, I will take regular sports disagreement.
I totally agree.
Because that's what we have now.
Right.
Right? Anyway, good conversation. I'm into something weird. I'll tell you about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.